abroad and everywhere, you know, for 3 months out of the year, you know, and after football season, then you come back to your regular gig. Well, the gunny sergeants and the master sergeants and shit, they didn't like that shit because that was just like an officer in a way, you know, to where, you know, I didn't have to, you know, go to the tractor park, you know, and none of that shit. I was just going. So that caused a hassle there, but, you know, I went TAD a couple of years. And, you know, the only thing in that, though, you couldn't make any rank. You know, it wasn't any rank. I wasn't too much satisfied. Well, I didn't care anything about the rank. You know, it's just like that I had a job, and I wanted to do that job and hurry up and get my time and get the hell out of there. That's what I had in my mind. I didn't care nothing about no rank. I was a PFC. You know, I'd made a PFC 2.5 years, you know, coming out on all inspections, you know, and all that shit, just a PFC. So, you know, I'm not going to worry about the rank thing, you know. And I'd save my money. You know, I'd save my money. I didn't do anything. I didn't smoke or drink or none of that shit like the rest of them cats. Then I got this gunny sergeant from Georgia. You know, the companies were moving. They were moving, you know, like the wall lockers from one billet to the next. Well, I just come in from, you know, the football season thing was just over, man, just over. And we sort of glad, you know, what have you. I just got into the barracks, and he said, Morgan, go down there and across this field and get some wall lockers, you know. And when the dudes was coming back, well, they said that, you know, how many was left, you know, like, you know, it was two dudes carrying a wall locker. And so the dude said, oh, there's only two more left, you know, and two cats were already going across the field, picking up those two, you know, two different sets of cats were already going, picking up those wall lockers. So I said, hey, Sarge, you know, the dude say that, you know, there's only two left and there's two guys in the field now, you know. I said, for you to go down there, when you come back here, you better have your hands on a wall locker. Okay, by the time that I got down there, well, them two cats, the two sets of cats that had the wall lockers already, you know, they was already midways the field, you know, so I just go down there and I just help the last one carry, you know, the thing back up to the thing, and the sergeant standing there in the door, you know, said, you're smart, you know, idiot, ain't you? You know, I told you to have your hands to help you carry a wall locker. You told me, Sergeant, to have my hands on a wall locker, even though there wasn't none down there, said I helped these cats, you know, carry this wall locker. But you disobeyed my order, man. You go to the company commander at 7 o'clock that morning. That's what I had. That's what I had to. I had to go see the company commander, you know, dress a uniform and all that kind of bullshit. And I just come from TAD thing. My uniform thing was all in the duck bag, you know, and all this kind of shit. So the next morning, man, at 7 o'clock, I went to the company commander. The company commander charged me with disobeying a direct order to come from this goddamn gunny sergeant. This was at 7 o'clock, you know, and at 1 o'clock, I was at the gate. They had me, I got charged with disobeying a direct order, and I got a bad conduct discharge at 1 o'clock. Now that was a trip. I said, God damn. The police, the state police, the California state police and all that bullshit was there at the gate, man, at 1 o'clock. That's really something. And I said, Jesus Christ, what's happening? And it wasn't no good. I couldn't, you know, talk to the, well, you know, my regular company commander, you know, Captain Dave, what it was, he had been transferred or something. This was another dude, man, and all this kind of shit. So all of that, you know, that was a hellacious ass.